Blog Talk Radio.
You know, sometimes in life, situations are going to occur where you may look to the left or the right, and you can't find any answers, and you can't find anybody to help you. But I'm reminded of the word that says, they that wait upon the Lord, he shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Come on. You got to learn how to wait.
I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting.
Yes.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God bless you, wonderful people of God. Again, as that song says, I don't mind waiting. You know, the Bible actually says, they that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall walk and they shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. I believe that we're in a season that we are coming to a place of resting in God, a time of waiting on him, a time of trusting in him. Amen. So I'm grateful tonight for everyone that's joining tonight. Welcome, 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 everyone. Welcome to Truth That Now Transform Lives on the Now Network, where the transformation of your life is predicated on the truth that you receive for your life. I'm going to say that again. Where the transformation of your life is predicated on the truth that you receive for your life. You know, the Bible tells us in John chapter 17, verse 17, the scripture actually says, sanctify them by your word, by your truth. Your word is truth. As you have sent me into the world, even so I also have sent you. Amen. Hi, I'm Prophet David Armstrong, your host, and I want to let you know, I want to welcome everyone for this time of ministering. I believe that God has something great in store for you tonight. I want you to understand something very important for those that are in right now. These times of ministering are for the purpose of expanding your vision and increasing your faith. You better write that down. These times of ministering tonight and every second and fourth Friday, these times of ministering are for the purpose of expanding your vision and increasing your faith. You know, the Bible tells us in Proverbs 29, verse 18, the Bible says, where there is no vision, the people perish, or the people cast off restraint. In other words, without vision, there's nothing to restrain you. And then the Bible says in Luke chapter 17, verse 5, the apostle said to the Lord, increase our faith. See, sometimes you got to ask God to increase your faith. Why? When God says for our faith to be increased, he actually said our ability to confidently trust in God. And I want to let you know that tonight your faith is going to be increased. Your vision is going to become more clearer than you've ever had. Amen. And I want to let you know that when you apply the principles of what I'm going to share tonight, beloved, your life is going to come into alignment with Scripture, which is truth. Amen. The word is truth. So again, I want to welcome everyone. The truth that now transforms. God is going to do something now, not next week, not tomorrow. He's going to do it right now. If you have the faith for it, if you are believing for it, if you are in expectation, your faith is about to come alive. Your vision is about to come clear. God is going to actually remove the scale so you can actually see what he has ordained and purposed for your life. And so I want to pray and I want to declare something before we get started. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for tonight. We thank you that tonight is a night of the supernatural. We declare and decree tonight that tonight is a night of wisdom and revelation knowledge. We ask now, Holy Spirit, that you will speak expressly to the hearts of your people. These are your people. They have come to hear from you. They have come to receive from the Spirit of God. The Bible says that he who have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit has to say. So I want to let you know, I'm not ministering to you tonight. It's the Holy Spirit that's going to speak to you. So I want you to have ears to hear his voice through my voice. Come on now, hallelujah. I want you to get excited, but I want you to really be in expectation. And so, Lord, anoint your people's eyes, anoint their ears, that they may hear your voice and that they receive from your spirit. Let tonight be a night of revelation and impartation for the purpose of transformation. Transform them by impartation. Anoint them. Fill them. Refresh them. Revive them. Renew them. And God, we will give you all the glory, all the praise, and all the honor. This is your night, Holy Spirit. Speak to the heart of the matter. Minister to your people. And I thank you right now that, God, you will do something significant in the hearts of your people. In the name of Jesus, we give you glory. We give you praise. And all God's people said amen and amen. Again, people of God, first of all, I want to give props to the man of God, Pastor E. Hamilton, listen, for him allowing this platform to be a platform for the gospel to be preached, for people to be encouraged, uplifted, and edified. You know, there's so much going on in our world today. You know, so much bad news, CBS, NBC. I want to let you know that's not your news. Whatever's going on in the world, whatever's going on the news, that's not your news. I want to let you know tonight you are going to receive good news. You're going to hear from the Word of God, and I want to let you know that God has something for you, and so I want you to be in expectation. So again, I want to thank the man of God. Listen, this is a mighty man of God. God is mightily using him. I want to give him his props tonight because he's opened up this platform for prophetic voices and men and women of God to come to minister to God's precious people. That means God loves you, amen, people. I want to let you know God loves you. The reason why he loves you, because he's actually prepared something for you. And I believe the Now Network is a platform that God has prepared. And tonight is just one of those. And so I want to thank the man of God. I bless him by reason of the anointing. And listen, if those who are connected to his ministry, if you are on here, listen, I want you to celebrate the man of God. I want you to sow into the man of God, sow into this ministry. Amen. His ministry is a powerful ministry. I minister him many times, and I'm telling you, this is a humble man of God, a man that's mighty used of God, mighty anointing of God, and I just want to give him his props tonight. Amen. Praise the Lord. So people of God, listen, I am very thankful again that you're on tonight. Tonight is a night, people of God, that you don't want to miss it. So listen, if you have your notepad, you can actually listen to the replay, but I want you to get a notepad because, listen, tonight is the night that you want to take the Word of God and you want to begin to meditate on it. The Bible tells us that we're to meditate on the Word day and night. And I'm telling you, as you meditate on the Word, it's going to come alive to you. It's going to come alive to you. Now, let me share something real briefly about myself before I minister the word tonight. One of the things that I always do, because God has called me not only as a prophet of his, but I'm a teacher. Amen. You know, when you look at the ministry of Jesus, Jesus had a preaching, a teaching, and a healing ministry. I'm going to say that again. Jesus had a preaching, a teaching, and a healing ministry, which means there are certain times the preaching of the word came forth, then there was teaching, and then there was a manifestation of God's healing. And so this, I want to let you know you need all three of these, amen? And so my gifting, my anointing tonight is not only in preaching, prophesying, but in teaching. Now, why is that important for you and I to understand? Because listen, preaching proclaims, but teaching explains. See, when you study the scripture, what you will find out that the Bible says Jesus preached to the multitude, but he taught in the synagogue. I'm going to say it again. He preached to the multitude, but he taught in the synagogue, which means the teaching is for the believer. Hello? Teaching is for the believer. It's so you can take the word and apply it to your life so you can walk out in God's purpose, God's assignment for your life. Amen. And so listen, tonight I want to give you tonight, before I get into the word of God, I want to give you the word of the Lord. Because as a prophet of God, the Bible says God does nothing in the earth unless he first reveals to his servants the prophet. And so our responsibility as prophetic voice is to give you the mind of God to the people of God, so the people of God can obey the word of God. I'm going to say that again. The purpose of the prophet is to give you what's on God's mind. The mind of God comes to the people of God, so the people of God can obey the word of God. Not just hear it, so you can actually do it. So one, my responsibility is to not only give you the word of God, but the word of the Lord. Now, what's the difference? The word of God, pay attention, people of God, tonight, this is your night, the word of God is what's clearly written, but the word of the Lord is what's clearly heard. So what we hear in the ear is always going to line up with scripture. And so God speaks. Jesus says, my sheep know my voice. Notice he didn't say, my sheep know my word. He said, my sheep know my voice. In other words, you have to meditate on the written word until you abstract the voice of God. Because God's voice comes out of his word. And so if you meditate on the written word long enough, there is a place you'll come and you're going to hear his voice. And Jesus says, my sheep know my voice. See, a lot of people know scripture, but they don't know the voice. Hello. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So let me get right into this, people of God. Let me give you the word of the Lord. And I want you to write this down, because tonight is a night that is very significant. Amen. So tonight, I want you to go real quickly, Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. This is the word of the Lord. I ain't even got to the word of God yet. You're going to be blessed tonight. Amen. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let me get there because I'm excited. All right. Here we go. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. We're going to read all the way down to verse 5. Glory. And I'm going to give you the word of the Lord, because this is going to apply to you tonight. Amen. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. The scripture says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. Pay attention to that. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. Verse 4, and God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. God divided the light from the darkness. God divided the light from the darkness. People of God, Revelation is flowing already. God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning was what? The first day. So tonight, the word of the Lord says that in this season, let me speak to you prophetically, in this hour that we are living in now, God says we are in the phase of three areas, three levels. Number one, movement. Number two, momentum. And number three, miracles. Glory to God. I'm going to say them again. Write them down if you get them in your spirit. Movement, momentum, and miracles. We're in a season of movement, momentum, and miracles. These three prophetic words can clearly be seen in the process. When you study scripture, what we just read in Genesis 1, these three prophetic words can be clearly seen in the process of, number one, creation. Number two, the ministry of Jesus. And number three, the ministry of the early church. Movement, momentum, and miracles. Number one, creation. Number two, the ministry of Jesus. And number three, the ministry of the early church. Let's look at the first one. Let's look at creation, movement. Listen, everything, pay attention to old people, God, don't miss this. Glory be to God. Help me, Holy Spirit. Movement, everything starts with movement. I want you to think about that for a moment. Everything starts with movement. How do we know this? Genesis chapter 1, verse 2. The Bible says, in the beginning, the Spirit of God moved on the face of the water. The Spirit of God moved on the face of the water. Why? Because there was no, the reason why the Spirit of God moved on the face of water, this is the reason why. Because there was no created order. There was just chaos until the Spirit moved upon it. See, people, God, there might be chaos going on all in your life. But I'm telling you, the chaos that's going around you, that's going on in your life right now, the Spirit of God has purpose to move on the chaos. He's going to move on the chaos. Amen? The Bible says, in the beginning, the Spirit of God moved on the face of the water. Okay? Remember, everything was in chaos. Therefore, listen to this, all good things in God begins with movement. Write it down. Every good thing, remember, God, everything that God created, he said it was good. So every good thing in God begins with movement. Every good thing begins with movement. God's about to, whoo, Jesus, I feel the Holy Ghost already. God's about to move you. God's about to relocate you. God's about to put you in a place that you might think is uncomfortable, but God is readjusting some stuff. He is realigning you in some area. And so you can't be afraid of movement. Glory be to God. Let me go a little deeper. Also, if you go to Matthew chapter 4, verse 1. In Matthew chapter 4, verse 1, remember that was when Jesus was tempted of the devil. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 4, verse 1, Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tested by the devil. In other words, by following the Spirit of God, Jesus was moved into position for power to begin his earthly ministry. Glory to God. By Jesus following the Spirit of God by movement, hello, he was moved into position for power to begin his earthly ministry. Remember, Jesus was operating not as the Son of God, but as the Son of Man. He was a man anointed by the Spirit. He wasn't operating as God. He was operating as the Son of Man, which means Jesus had to depend on the Holy Spirit for his ministry, just like you and I have to. Man, I'm preaching better than you, Sean, already. Here you go. Luke chapter 4, verse 14. How do we know? Before he can move in power. Before Jesus can move in power, the Spirit of God had to move him in position. How do we know that? Luke chapter 4, verse 14. I'm giving you Bible, people of God. I'm never going to give you anything that does not line up with the Scripture. Luke chapter 4, verse 14. The Bible says this, and Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee, and there went out fame of him to all the regions round about. Oh, people, God, you can't miss that. I'm going to read it again. Man, that's so good. See, a lot of time when we read the Scripture, we just keep reading past stuff. We don't take the time to stop and meditate. The Bible says Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit to Galilee, and there went out fame of him throughout all the region round about him. What does that say to you and I today? People of God, I'm telling you, you coming out of your wilderness experience with power. Oh, blessed be the name. You, glory to God. You about to come out with power. Amen. You've been in the wilderness too long. You've been in that circumstance, that situation. It looked like things haven't been changing. It looked like your finance haven't dried up. It looked like, Lord, why, how long do I got to be in this wilderness? And the Lord says, until power comes up out of you. You got to stay in it a little bit longer. Lord, when is this thing going to end? When I see my power, when power starts flowing out of you, when the glory starts out of you, because what the power comes out of you is bigger you. That power is not just going to come out and change your life and situation, but it's going to change people that's around you. Man, glory be. I'm telling you, some people are about to be impacted by the power that's going to come out on the outside of you. I'm telling you, it's about to flow through you, people of God, this power. Now, the next one is what? Momentum. Everybody say momentum. Hallelujah. I know you're on mute, but declare it anyway. Even though you can hear me, I can't hear you, but I want you to declare momentum, because guess what? There is a season of acceleration. There's a time of momentum that's about to happen. What is that momentum? Listen to the scripture in Genesis chapter 1 again. The Bible said, after the Spirit moved on the face of the waters, then God said, let there be light. After the Spirit of God moved, God spoke, let there be light, which means, people of God, the spoken word added momentum to the moving of the Spirit. Oh, God, I'm going to say it again. Glory to God. The spoken word added momentum to the moving of the Spirit of God. See, people of God, there's a time of acceleration. It's going to come when the word is spoken. When the word comes, the word that you hear is going to add momentum. It's going to cause you to accelerate. It's going to cause you to move faster into to the promise. You're going to move faster into the thing that God promised you. Hallelujah, blessed be the name. I'm telling you, there's a momentum. There's acceleration. There's some things that's about to speed up in your life. It looks like things have been drying up. It's been slow. You've been wondering, like, Lord, how long? And God says, listen, you're about to come into a season of momentum. But it's going to come. People, God, pay attention to this. I'm speaking prophetically. It's going to come after your wilderness experience. It's going to come after your wilderness experience. See, the problem with the modern day church today, everybody wants the power of his resurrection, but nobody wants the fellowship of his suffering. Everybody wants power, but nobody wants to suffer. I'm telling you, you're going to have to go through your wilderness experience to come out with power. I'm telling you, when you go through your wilderness experience, there is a greater glory that's about to hit your life. See, when God brought the children of Israel out of Egypt, his purpose was for what? Three areas. They were to come out of Egypt, they were to go through the wilderness, and they were to enter into the promised land. They were to come out of Egypt, through the wilderness, into the promise. A lot of people want to come out of Egypt and go right into their promised land. No, it doesn't work that way. You're going to have to go through your wilderness. You're going to have to go to that time and season where it looks like it's dry, that season where it looks like you can't find God. God, where are you? I don't feel your presence. I don't hear your voice. That's the wilderness experience, and that's the time, beloved, you got to walk by faith. You can't walk by your feelings. Hello, you can't walk by, oh, God, you can't get to the place where you're dependent upon your feelings, because your feelings is not going to get you out of that wilderness. You're going to have to walk by faith, and this is what I'm going to teach tonight. Let me get to the last one, glory to God. And lastly, we said number one, we said movement. Second, we said momentum. And last of all, miracles. Oh, God, miracles. God is a God of miracles. He's a God of the supernatural. He's a God where supernatural power is going to flow. So lastly, we see miracles. Where do we see it? In the scripture, Genesis again. Listen, what God said, the Bible says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the Spirit moved on the face of the water. Then God said, let there be light. Now, guess what? After he said it, this is the part I want you to get. After he said it, it materialized. That's the miracle. What God said manifested. What God spoke materialized. In other words, the pattern was repeated until the whole created order came into being. The Spirit of God moved, the word was spoken, and the power of God went into operation. That's how it's going to happen in your life in this season. You're about to get moved into position. God is going to get you into a rhythm of momentum, acceleration, and then he's going to speak and the manifestation, the miracle is going to happen. You're about to step into your greatest miracle. You're about to step into your greatest manifestation. I'm telling you, people that doubted you, people that were spectator, I'm telling you, their mind is about to be blown because God's about to make you over. God's about to show the world another side of you they've never seen before. I'm telling you, God's about to reveal to you who you really are. Remember, when Peter says, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God, then guess what? Jesus turned to Peter and said, now let me tell you who you are. You are Peter, and upon this rock, I'm going to build my church. See, people, God, when you get a revelation of who Jesus is, God begins to give you your identity. He begins to tell you who you are. A lot of people don't know who they are in him. They know who God is to them, but they don't know who they are in him. Why? Because they haven't spent time with him so he can reveal you to you. Oh, God, thank you, Holy Ghost. Yes, I'll say that. I hear the Spirit of God say, I'm about to reveal my people to my people. I'm about to show you. God is about to show you what you look like in the mirror. And I'm not talking about the mirror in your bathroom. I'm talking about the mirror of God's word. God's word is about to be your mirror. You're about to look in the mirror and see what you look like. And when you go in the mirror of God's word and see what you look like, the devil can't tell you what you look like. Religious people can't tell you what you look like. The circumstance can't dictate what you look like. I'm telling you, you better get in the word and get a good look at what you look like, because baby girl, baby boy, woo, I'm telling you, there's major transformation coming. And it's coming by way of truth. Glory be to God. I'm preaching myself happy if you don't understand it. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I'm telling you, there is a time of movement. There's a time of momentum. And there is a time of supernatural manifestation of miracles that's about to break out in your life. But I'm telling you, it's not going to happen until you get in position. You get in place. And I'm telling you, get ready for the wind of the Spirit to blow. I prophesy the wind of the Holy Spirit is going to blow on you. And I'm telling you, everything, every chaff around you, people, I'm telling you, when the wind of the Spirit blow on you, everybody ain't going to be able to hang out with you, because your light is going to expose their darkness. No, you missed what I just said. Glory be to God. The light in you, the light of God's countenance is going to shine on you and shine through you, that people come up to you and they come in the vicinity of where you are. It's going to say, wait a minute, you convicted me of my sin. Why? Because the presence of God, the power of God, the goodness of God is radiated through your life. I'm telling you, this is the momentum. This is the miracle that God has ordained, that God has purposed from the beginning. Remember, everything begins with the word. Everything begins with the word. So in this season, this month of June, I want you to expect movement. momentum, and I want you to expect miracles. Because, listen, people of God, if you ain't expecting nothing, you ain't going to see nothing. We got a lot of church people going to church, but we ain't got no people expecting nothing. They're expecting the preacher to give them everything. Baby girl, baby boy, you better go in your prayer closet and get it yourself. You better learn how to go in prayer and hear the Lord for yourself. So when you do go to church, you get confirmation. That word is confirmed. And I'm telling you, God's going to confirm his word with signs and wonders following. Signs and wonders following. Now, that is the word of the Lord. And that was just my warm-up. Glory be to God. Now it's time for the word of God. That was the word of the Lord. I'm ready. Ooh, glory. I feel the Holy Ghost all up in my kneecap. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Now, it's time for the word of God. So people of God, listen. Pay attention tonight. Tonight I want to deal with, and I might not even get all of it, but I'm going to get to what I can because I'm laying foundation tonight. Tonight is a night of laying foundation. Okay? So I need you to pay very close attention, remove any distraction. I want to talk to you tonight about 6 practical principles to faith. Now, a lot of times we go to church, we read about, we hear all kinds of messages on faith. But I'm telling you tonight, the word of God is going to come alive. You're going to see the scripture in a whole nother light. I'm telling you, revelation knowledge, light is about to shine. Because I'm telling you, the type of revelation that comes from the word of God, again, like I said, this is truth that now transforms. This is going to transform you when you hear it, okay? All right. Tonight I want to deal with 6 principles of faith. Let me tell you what they are, and then we'll go to the words. Number one, what is faith? What is faith? What is faith? Number two, how faith comes. How does faith come? And number three, how faith is released. How do I turn my faith loose? How do I turn that thing loose? Those are the first three, okay? Hallelujah. And the second three, and I might have to hit this next week, is the 3 dimensions of faith. The 3 dimensions of faith. Let me tell you what they are. The 3 dimensions of faith is number one, the gift of faith. The gift of faith. Number two, the fruit of faith. The fruit of faith. And number three, the measure of faith. Beloved, your faith can be measured, whether you realize it or not. And a lot of you ain't in faith because your faith hasn't been measured. That's another story. So the gift of faith, the fruit of faith, and the measure of faith. I might have to hit that on the 4th Friday. So 2 for that. Amen. All right. If you got your Bible, I want you to go to Romans chapter 1, verse 17. And then we'll go to Galatians chapter 3, verse 11. Romans chapter 1, verse 17. Glory be to God. Romans chapter 1 and verse 17. Woo! Y'all better get excited. I know y'all are. I know you're excited. Romans chapter 1, we're going to start at verse 16 and 17. All right. Here we go. I got to move fast, and we're cooking with gas. Now, tonight is the night. People of God, you're going to have to hear with your spiritual ears, not with your natural ears. You're going to have to hear with your spirit man. Because listen, people of God, let me share something with you that's very, very, very vital. Every word that the Holy Spirit ministered to you tonight, you have to take that word and it has to be deposited in your spirit man. Not your mind. It has to be deposited in your spirit. Once the word gets in your spirit, it will inform your mind. When you get the word, too many people are trying to receive it with their mind. No, 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 no. You got to receive it with your spirit. Why? Because God created you and I as a spirit. So you have to get the word by your spirit. And once that word gets in your spirit, it will inform your mind. Your mind will be renewed. Listen, your mind is renewed by the word that God placed in your spirit. Once it's in your spirit, you can withdraw it just like you withdraw money from a bank account, and you can actually renew your mind on the word. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 1, verse 16 and 17. Here we go. The Bible says in verse 16, for I am, this is Apostle Paul speaking to the church of Rome, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believe it. To everyone that what? Believe it. To the Jew first and also to the Greek. Look at verse 17, key verse. Verse 17, pay attention. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Oh, people of God, pay attention to that. The just, the Bible says it's written, the just shall live by faith. This is not an option. This is what's written. If you are righteous, if you are have been justified by God, it is your responsibility to live by faith. To live by faith. You're going to have to what? Live by faith. Now go to Galatians chapter 3, verse 11. Galatians chapter 3, verse 11. Hallelujah. Galatians chapter 3. Blessed be the name of the Lord. All right. Verse 11 and 12. Look what it says. Verse 11 and 12. Line upon line and precept upon precept. I'm reading your Bible, people. Pay attention. But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God. It is evident. For the just shall live by faith. Wait a minute. Hold up. We just read that in Romans. Oh, God, listen. Anytime you see something in the scripture more than once, you need to pay close attention. God is trying to communicate something to you. The Bible says, out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established. Let every word be established. So God is establishing this pivotal point that you, as a righteous individual, a righteous believer, must live your life by faith, not by circumstance, not by situation, not by your emotions, not by how you feel. Nothing's wrong with your feelings, but you better get your feelings in line with faith. Glory be to God. Verse 12, and the law is not of faith, but the man that does them shall live in them. If you live by the word, you're going to live by faith. If you're living by the word, not your circumstance, you're living by faith. Glory to God. You are living by faith. Now, the question we ask again, what is faith? Let's go to the scripture. Same as scripture. Now, we read this scripture so many times, but we're going to get clarity tonight. We're going to get understanding tonight, and we're going to get revelation now. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Let's go there. Hebrews 11, verse 1. I'm not preaching to you. I'm teaching you, okay? This is a teaching tonight. Because your life will never be the same after tonight, I promise you. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Not because I said it, because God's word said it. Amen. Hebrews chapter 11, 1 through 3. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Give you time to get there. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Y'all got to excuse me tonight. I'm excited. And I know y'all excited too. Hallelujah. Listen, whatever you do, people of God, don't miss not one of these kinds of teachings. Second and fourth Friday. I'm telling you, you about to go out in another whole level of power. I'm saying you about to go out there like the apostle. You're going to go turn the world upside down. I'm promising you this. Why? Because God promised it to me. So I have the authority to promise it to you because he said it to me. Now I'm saying it to you. Your life will never, ever, ever be the same. Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. And look what the Bible says. Now, there's that word, now network, truth that now transforms. Now faith is. Now faith is. Or faith is now. You can read it that way. Now faith is, or faith is always now. Not tomorrow, not next week. Faith is now. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it, by faith, the elders obtain a good report. Number three, through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. Oh, that's so beautiful. So that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. I got to read that part again. You got to see something. That's revelation right there. So that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Things that are seen were not made of things which do appear, which means there are things that are seen in the natural, tangible realm were created by invisible things. People, God, what you got to understand, the spiritual world, the spiritual realm is more real than this natural world. That's another time of preaching. It's good anyway. Okay, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. It is the substance. It is the substance. So, verse 1, there are three things. There are a few things that we need to see here. Two things to identify when it comes to faith. There's two things that we must identify when it comes to faith. Where are they? Number one, substance. And number two, evidence. Write it down. These two things are powerful. Number one, it must be what? Substance. And number two, evidence. So let's deal with these because we got to know. We can't just read it and not know it. Now faith is the substance. What is substance? Because we read the scripture, but we don't dissect the scripture and understand the scripture and ask the Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, what do you mean when you put that in there? What do you mean? See, you got to have a dialogue with the Holy Spirit. See, one of the things I learned to do is have a dialogue with the word. The Bible says the word is alive. So guess what? I expect the word to speak back to me. I'm speaking about the word. I'm reading the word, but I expect the word to speak back to me because I ask questions. Lord, what does this mean? What do you mean by this? What is substance? Okay, look. Let me tell you what substance is. Substance comes from the Greek word hypothesis, which means, pay attention, a placing or setting under, which has to do with a sure foundation. Again, it is the Greek word hypothesis, which means a placing or setting under, which has to do with a sure foundation. A sure foundation. A sure foundation, which means when you build a house must have a foundation. So what does that tell us about faith? Faith must be your sure foundation. Faith, thank you, Holy Ghost. Faith has to be your sure foundation. Now, why is this important? Why should faith be my sure foundation, Brother Armstrong? Here goes. Which means, listen, it's this. If your faith is not your foundation, everything you try to build with your gift, your talent, your ability, or your anointing will only crumble and fall. I'm going to say it again. If your faith is not your foundation, everything you try to build with your gift, your talent, your ability will only crumble and fall. Why is this important? Why? Because you can obtain things. People, pay attention, please. You can obtain things with your gift, your talent, your ability, and even your anointing. But it can only be sustained by faith. You can get things with your gift, your talent, and your ability, but it cannot be sustained if it's not sustained with faith. Faith is the only thing that sustains it. It will last if you get it by faith. And a lot, oh God, thank you, Holy Ghost, which means there are so many gifted, so many talent people who have gift, talent, ability, great anointing, but their gift, talent, and ability and anointing will not sustain them in a great time of conflict or spiritual warfare. When you start going through hardship, trial, tribulation, your gift won't help you. Your talent won't help you. Your anointing, your faith is what will sustain you, is what will keep you. Your faith has to be the foundation of your life in this hour, in this moment, in this season. You must understand that everything that comes against you, whatever devil, whatever people come in, you're going to have to learn how to stand in faith. Why? Because, listen, now what is faith? Remember, faith is pistis. It's the Greek word pistis, which means conviction, persuasion, or corresponding action. Therefore, oh God, your faith, listen, everything in the kingdom of God, pay attention to this, people of God, everything in the kingdom of God is voice activated. Everything in the kingdom of God is voice activated. So is your faith. Your faith in this moment, in this hour, in this season that you and I are living in today must be verbal. It must be voice activated. Your faith is activated by your words. If, oh God, you're going to have to speak so your faith can go to work. You're going to have to speak what? The word of God. So guess what? When you declare, by your stripes, Lord, I am healed, your faith latches on to that word and activate the power of God to go into your body to heal you. Whoa, God, I'm going to say it again. When you declare the word of God, by your stripes, I'm healed, your faith grabs onto that. Your faith hears that. Your faith locks onto that word and causes the power of God to go into operation to heal your body. When you declare, my God shall supply all my needs, you'll grab a hold of that word and call this the power of God to bring what's in the invisible realm into the natural realm. People of God, what you don't understand, pay attention. What you and I do not understand is your faith has the ability to withdraw from your heavenly account. Don't you know you got a heavenly account in heaven? That's why the Bible says store up your treasures where? In heaven. Store them up, not on the earth, in heaven. Why? So when you have need, you can make a withdrawal from your heavenly account. But you have to do it with your faith. That's how do I make a withdrawal from my heavenly account? Just like you take your debit card and you go to the bank and you give it to them and they make a withdrawal, or you go to the ATM and make a withdrawal. People of God, in this hour, in this moment, in this season, thank you, Holy Ghost, you are going to have to make a withdrawal with your faith. healing, delivering, prosperity, whatever it is you need, you better use your faith to get it done. People of God, listen, if your faith can't get it done, it cannot be done. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Woo, that just hit your soul right now. It hits your soul. This is something. So, faith must be your sure foundation. So everything you build, you can't build it with your gift, ability, and talent. You got to build it by faith. Hallelujah. Glory. Secondly, you ready? Secondly, faith should always produce evidence. Faith should always produce evidence. Your faith should be producing evidence. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. The second thing is, beloved, you need some evidence. Listen, in this hour, in this season, the world is not just going to take your word. Oh, Jesus loves you. Jesus is a savior. Jesus is your deliverer. Jesus wants to bless you. No, they're going to look at you and say, what evidence do you have? What kind of proof do you have? Now, let me tell you what evidence is, people of God. Glory be to God. Evidence is the support. It is proof. It is the thing that causes something to be what it really is. So the question you and I got to ask, is there evidence to your faith? What manifestation, when you declare something, what's materialized? What kind of evidence are you producing? See, people, God, when you go to court and someone's found guilty, they're guilty based on the evidence. They're innocent based on the evidence. When the devil comes to attack you, when the devil comes to try you before the Lord, what kind of evidence to prove your innocence? The blood? What kind of evidence? You got to say the word of God, the blood of Jesus. What evidence? What kind of fruit are you showing? What are you manifesting? Are you just talking the talk, or are you producing evidence? Because the world, baby boy, the world, baby girl, they want to see evidence. They're tired of just hearing how good God is. They want to say, show me how good he is. If your Jesus is such a healer, get me out of this cancer. Get me out of this wheelchair. The Bible says, they shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. When is the last time you went and laid your hands on someone and raised them up and said, this is the evidence that my Jesus is alive? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. When is the last time that you produced supernatural evidence? Because I'm telling you, in this season that you are now living in now, in this month of June, I told you movement, momentum, and miracle, but it is based on evidence. God wants you to get to the place where you are producing evidence, not just talk. We got a lot of people talking good, but oh, there's no fruit to their labor. There's no evidence to their faith. But I prophesy to you now in the name of Jesus, as a prophet of God, I'm declaring your faith is about to rise up in this moment, in this season, and produce supernatural evidence. Now, the question is, how does this faith come? How does this faith come? Because I don't know about you. I want this faith. If this is the faith that produces evidence, I want to know, how do I get it? How do it come? How do I get a hold of it? What do I got to do to get my faith manifesting this type of evidence? Let's go to the word. Romans chapter 10, verse 17. Romans 10 and verse 17. I told you the word going to come alive to you. Hallelujah. I pray you're being blessed today. Hallelujah. Now, let's go up, because a lot of times people go, let me tell you something. Whenever you read the scripture, there's two ways to read it. Number one, you got to read it with the purpose of having a conversation. Read the word for the purpose of having a conversation. Don't read your Bible like a Reader's Digest. Read it for the purpose of expecting the word to speak to you. Jesus is the word of God. Expect God's word to speak to you. Amen. So, number one, you got to speak with the purpose of having a conversation. And then number two, you got to read it in context. A lot of times people, we just take our little verse and wrap our little sermon around and everything. No, you better read the context of the scripture to see what the writer is actually conveying, so the Holy Spirit can take that and give you further clarity, give you further revelation, and so you can have understanding. The Bible says, if anyone lacks wisdom, let him ask God. The Bible says wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all your getting, get what? Understanding. A lot of people have knowledge but don't have understanding. That's another sermon in itself. All right. All right. Here we go. Verse 13. Let's start at verse 13. Romans chapter 10 and verse 13. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Whosoever, absolutely, whosoever shall call upon the name shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? That's so important, people. And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? How can they hear without a vessel that God uses? That's why one of the things that you're going to have to do is you're going to have to unwrap people from their flesh so you can receive from the Spirit of God. You're going to have to receive from the Spirit. Hallelujah. All right, here we go. How then shall they call on him whom they have not believed? How shall they believe in him whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? How shall they preach except they be sent? How shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Elias said, Lord, who has believed our report? Verse 17, key verse, people of God. Here we go. So then, faith cometh by hearing, comma. And hearing comes by the word of God. Let's see the revelation of that. Here go again. So then, faith comes by hearing. Faith comes by hearing. Faith comes by hearing. Faith comes by hearing. Get the revelation. Faith comes by hearing. The question is, what are you hearing? What is the last thing God said to you? Hello? What are you hearing? What are you hearing from God? Jesus said again, my sheep know my voice. What is God saying to you that you need to develop faith for? If he's saying you're blessed, you better develop your faith for it. If God says you're prosperous, you better develop your faith for it. If God says you're healed, you have to develop, you have to wrap your faith. Your faith. Why? Because faith gives you the ability to hear his voice. And your hearing his voice comes by his word. If you don't have the word, you have no ability to hear his voice. So faith comes by hearing. Faith gives you the ability to hear. And your hearing must be by the word of God. So in other words, whenever you hear God speak to you, take what you're hearing and make sure what you're hearing is lining up with scripture. Make sure what you're hearing is lining up with scripture, because faith comes by hearing, and hearing comes by God's word. So what I want you to know is that in this season, in this moment that you and I are living in, it's your faith. Now, go real quickly, and I'm going to start praying for some people because we're going to go in prayer, and we're going to pray for this. We're going to receive this. Amen. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6. Now, we know what this scripture says, but I want you to see the revelation of it. Hebrews 11, 6. And then we'll have to pick this up next week. But I want to pray for some people. I want to minister to some people because I got a word for some people on here. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6. Hallelujah. Glory to God. All right. Let's go verse 6. The Bible says, remember, how does faith come? Here goes. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. But without faith, it's impossible to please him. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. Now, here's the, remember, how does faith come? For he that cometh, there it go again. How does faith come? He that cometh to God must what? Believe that he is, that he is ever present, that he's Jehovah Shammah, he's present. He is a present help in time of trouble. He that cometh to God must believe. You must believe that he is. That he is what? He's whatever you need him to be. You need him to be your healer? He's your healer. You need him to be your provider? He is that. He said, I am that I am. But the question is, do you believe it? Do you believe that he is what he is? Okay? For he that cometh to God must believe that he is. And that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Oh, people of God, look at the revelation of this. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is. And that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. In other words, God says, I'm about to reward your faith. I'm about to reward your believing. Why? Because you made the attempt to come to him. You didn't, oh God, you didn't go to your preacher. You didn't go to counseling. You didn't go, nothing wrong with those. But God said, he who comes to me. You got to come to him first. You got to come to he who comes to God. God says, he who comes to him, I will be a rewarder. I'm going to reward them who diligently seek me. If you keep coming to me, if you keep seeking me, if you keep crying out to me, I'm going to reward your faith. I'm going to reward your faith. Beloved, let me prophesy to you. God says, in this hour, I'm going to reward your faith. I'm about to reward your believing. You didn't throw in the towel. You didn't give up. You had many opportunities to give up. But God says, I'm about to reward your faith. I'm about to reward you. Why? He who cometh to God must believe that he is a rewarder. And he's a rewarder of those who diligently and earnestly seek him. Earnestly and diligently seek him. Earnestly and diligently seek him. I prophesy over every person under the sound of my voice. Get ready for the latter rain. Get ready for your faith to rise up. Some of you people of God, you need to get in the habit of praying in the Holy Ghost. The Bible says, build up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. When is the last time you took one straight hour and just prayed in tongues, prayed in the Spirit for your faith? So this is the time that you are going to have to pray in the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit. Why? Because the more you pray in the Spirit, the more you will receive from the Holy Spirit. The more you'll step into the Spirit, more you'll begin to discern spiritual things. I declare this over your life, and I decree this is your month of movement, momentum, and miracles. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Man of God, can you, anyone have any questions or prayer requests At this time, I'm going to ask the man of God, Pastor E, to call out some people who have any questions or anything so I can minister to you. I don't know who all on, but I know I'm locked and loaded. I'm ready to speak into your spirit so you can receive the word of God. Amen and amen. Pastor E? Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Ooh, glory. Hallelujah. Well, let me just pray for everyone then, okay? Father, in the name of Jesus, I bless you and I praise you for every person under the sound of my voice. I decree and declare this is their moment, this is their season, right now in the name of Jesus, that their faith comes alive for this hour, for this moment, for this season, in the name of Jesus. I bless them by reason of the anointing, and I decree and declare that in this hour, in this season, they will know that you are doing significantly, abundantly, above all they can ask or think, according to the power that works on the inside of them. And so I prophesy miracles and breakthrough in the name of Jesus. I pray, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pastor E, are you
amen.
On?
Amen. Well, as I'm going to be honest with you, you got so deep in the word, I was like embraced in it. And all of a sudden, then you said, open the lines. I had to get from underneath my Bible and all my notes and everything else. And you trying to rush me to the line. And I'm embraced in this thing. Come on, man. Don't play with me like that, man.
Oh, Jesus. I'm sorry. Oh,
look,
God.
I'm getting taken. Look,
yeah.
I'm getting taken.
I want to minister
David
to people.
Calling you.
The Lord
I'm like, no, look,
look
he got me in the bosom of Christ. And then he going to tell me to open the line.
Oh, man, I'm sorry, man of God. I'm sorry.
Ooh,
oh,
Jesus,
Lord,
oh, my grandson, we was studying together. Man, boy, he was ministering to us. And all of a sudden you said, okay, and I'm going to open the lines. And I'm like, wait, am I in the right position?
Oh, my God. Amen. People of God, hold on real quickly. I know we
oh
have a dialogue
God.
Right now.
Oh, Jesus.
Jesus, hallelujah.
I'm still,
hallelujah.
In the mood. I couldn't get.
I got to save some of this for Friday, man of God.
But let me just say this.
I'm so full right now.
Look, let me just say this. I never got past the movement part. And I heard the other manifestations, but I was still in the movement, man. We get so dormant sitting still, and you know that old saying, wait on the Lord. You better not wait on the Lord because the
yeah.
Lord moves, and we got to
yeah,
move with him.
Absolutely.
And even when we're looking at time, you know, people are like, well, you know, I got time. No, you don't. Man, time
no, you
wait
don't.
For no one.
You better
and we have to utilize every second of our time that we're in line with God. Man, boy, I'm in this movement thing. Boy, you done cranked up another revelation over here. When we come out of our Child of God series, I think it's going to be about movement, man. First gear, second gear, third gear, fourth gear. I'm putting mine in fifth. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, amen. Come on, you guys out there, I know everybody's excited. I am. The word has went forth in excellence. And the man of God has blessed us, has been obedient, but has also had the authority to speak the truth. And I want you to receive that. But if you're really ready for a word, you're ready for some prayer, or you just want to acknowledge the prophet tonight, dial one and come on in. I see one is waiting right now. Area code 424, last four, 9848. You are live.
That's my queen. Go ahead, Kathy.
Okay, I was thinking. I was like, "Is that me?"
You know what? That's another thing. We don't even know our phone numbers no more.
I know. I don't call myself. I am just so grateful for the platform to have been utilized you know, to get the word of God out there, because there is a famine in the land of the word of God. I mean, it's a word of God is going out through everywhere, but the understanding is what needs to be, move forward.
Amen.
The momentum.
Yes.
We got to have understanding. You can't walk in nothing you don't understand. And so we hear a lot of preaching about, you know, about our sin and, you know, how to put it away. And, you know, we need to put it away. But how do you put it away? How do you do these things? So I am so appreciative and I'm so proud of my awesome husband, my king. I get this all the time, y'all.
Amen.
He ran it across me, and we have a dialogue. So, thank you so much today, Prophet. I appreciate you, and I appreciate the word of the Lord. We will take heed, and we will go back, and we won't just take your word for it, but we will go back and read it for ourselves. Amen.
Amen.
I know there's some more people on here. Come on. I know y'all better jump in. This world was too good for y'all to be silent.
I see some hands jumping up. I see some hands jumping up. But I just wanted to say that woman of God, he started out saying, hey, get your no pants. So you could definitely go back and do your own confirmation. And one thing we talked about last week is that prophetic word is not something that you sell or put on a pedestal. Prophetic word is something that confirms other people that have gotten a word, because I can't prophesy to somebody who ain't in the same word that I'm in.
You better say that one. Glory.
We cannot prophesy to somebody who is not in the same word we're in. If they go, it's going to sound unforeign to them. They will pay for it. Well, what a real prophet is going to tell you is the truth that God has already told you.
Exactly.
Area code 909, last 47967. Come on in and let's talk some truth that now transforms.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
So who are you?
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Who are you?
Oh, how you doing, Prophet? This is Tamika. Greetings to your wife. Can you hear me? This Prophet is Tamika. I was telling you greetings to you and also your wife and everyone that's on the platform.
Greetings.
Do you know who I am, Prophet?
Yep, I know exactly who you are. I know who you are. I know you.
But it was amazing because I know your wife have been asking me to get on. It's not that I, didn't want to get on, but it was just, things are happening. But tonight, it was just something about me being on the live tonight. And it was funny because we're getting ready to do an 8-week revival that God allowed me to put on. And it's dealing with faith and miracles. And God said a lot of people are looking for miracles. He said, but they got to activate their faith in order for the miracle to manifest. So a lot of things you confirmed on tonight, I was sharing with your wife. As God leads you, I would love for you guys to come on and be able to bless the people, because that's what's going to get us our breakthrough, is our faith in this hour and in this season that we're in. So I was blessed, as the man of God was saying, grabbing our notebooks and our pad and just not just jotting things down, but go back and apply it to our life, because that's what's going to carry us through until Jesus come, and it's our faith.
Amen. We agree.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Well, praise the Lord, woman of God. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. I know we have all been
sparked.
Yeah. Is there something I can pray for you? Because I sense a breakthrough coming. So is there a specific area that you're believing?
Well, you know me, I'm believing God. I've already been asking God, for spiritual things like wisdom, knowledge, understanding, more of his love, joy, peace, the peace that passeth all understanding, no matter, as you stated, what trials and tribulation that we're going through, We have to be like Shadrach and the Meshach and the Abednego, that we will not bow down to the system of Baal, and we will just hold on. So my prayer tonight is just really spiritual gift. Ask God to continue to endow me with his spirit, his wisdom, his knowledge, more keen discernment in this hour, that we not be deceived by the enemy. And then my daughter wanted prayer.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we agree right now.
Yes.
We thank you for the spiritual manifestation of the finished work of Jesus Christ in our sister's life and our daughter's life. We
yes.
thank you in the name of Jesus for the wisdom of God. Father, we
yes.
thank you for another level of discernment, another level of sensitivity, another level,
yes.
Father God, of closeness with you, Father, another greater
yes.
ability to yield to the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, I pray, God, that this will be a season of momentum for her, that she will accelerate more in the spirit realm. In the name of Jesus, as she climbs higher, closer to you, as she embraces your love, as she embraces
yes, Jesus.
Your power, in
yes,
the name
Jesus.
Of Jesus, I thank you that, God, you are laying a fresh foundation.
Mm.
That you're blowing
right
upon her in the name of Jesus. And I hear the Lord say, even though you've asked for spiritual things, says the Lord, there
yes.
are some things that I have purpose to do for you because you have not asked. But I know your heart, says the Lord, and I shall give
yes.
you my desires. There are some things
yes.
that I have purpose to release to you because it's in your setting at this moment, says the Lord. And I'm going to call
yes.
you to walk in another level. Of not only in the wisdom of God, but you're going to walk
wow.
in another level of power, signs
yes.
and wonder
yes.
and miracle. And there are some even prosperity that's going to come
yes.
in some specific areas so you can do the work of my kingdom, says the Spirit of the
yes.
Lord. There is a breakthrough in the area of finances so you
yes.
can do some things in regard to the assignment, the call that I have placed on your life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
God bless you, woman of God. Anyone else?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, I'm her daughter.
How you doing, woman of God?
I'm doing good in yourself. I was just, I need prayer for, like, faith in my business, really. But just faith in general, but just faith to, like,
faith.
Step out and do things that I want to do. But sometimes I'm, like, doubt myself or just be unsure about things.
Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for what I hear the Lord saying is there's another level of boldness that God is going to give you, and God is going to give you the timing in regard to your business. In regard to your business, God is telling me to tell you that he is orchestrating the timing. The timing. When the timing is right, the business will flourish. When the timing is right, says the Lord, the business is going to flourish. And God says, this is the set time. This is the set time. As you begin to thank me and praise you, you will come into alignment with my perfect timing, and I will cause the business to expand. I will cause the business to explode to a point where you will be able to reach greater because there is an anointing of influence on your life, woman of God, and I declare right now that everything that you put your hands to, I prophesy it prosper. I declare prosperity. I declare, and the Lord says that all you have to do is find the promise in regard to what you are believing, in regard to your business, and then begin to speak that and be consistent. God is telling me to tell you your area, what he wants you to become disciplined is in the area of becoming disciplined, consistently speaking and declare, God, breathe on this business. Breathe on it. Declare it, woman of God. And I'm telling you, the breath of God is going to breathe on it as you begin to speak it. And I'm telling you, everything that I minister tonight in the area of faith, I'm telling you, it's going to now be rehearsed in your spirit. The Holy Spirit is going to cause this word that I minister tonight to come up. The Bible says the Holy Spirit brings all things to our remembrance. So he's going to bring this word in regard to your business, to your memory, and I'm telling you, you're going to walk in another level of prosperity in regard to your business. This is the word of the Lord for you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Yeah, somebody else better dial 1 right now. Area code 213, last 45275. Come on in. Truth that now transforms.
Are you on mute?
Well, Pastor Terry, we're going to go to Pastor Terry and bring her in.
Okay,
in the place of that, Pastor Terry, come on in now, now, now.
Now, faith, amen.
Praise God.
You know, I'm over here. I'm just excited. Prophet Armstrong, I hear your wife, beautiful wife, Kathy Armstrong, and the woman of God that came in because, you know, he said we walk by faith and not by sight. You know, this was awesome. And Pastor, I really enjoyed too, because you know how much we talk about faith. Faith in God, not faith in the world, not faith in man, not faith in ourselves, but faith God.
Come on.
So I thank God, though. I thank God, Pastor, that we do have the archives, because he gave so much meat tonight that we can go back and listen to it. Listen to it where the word can speak to us, and Jesus can speak to us through his word, and we can apply it to our walks, to our life. That our faith not only be talked about, but our faith be seen. You know, that's when we have our faith in God. Like you said, no matter what's going on, the trials and tribulations, we can still stand firm on our faith in God. So praise be to God. God bless you, men of God, and we look forward to the next broadcast. Amen.
Ooh, it's hot on Fridays now.
Hallelujah.
It's getting hot on Fridays.
And hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Ooh, Jesus, it's getting hot on Fridays. My God. My God. My God. Thank you, Pastor Terry.
Much love.
Area code 213, last 45275. You are live. Come on in. Now.
Hello?
Yes, you're live.
Can you hear me? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Apostle Armstrong, this is Apostle Hill, man. Me and my wife, we listen to every nugget, every morsel. You know my story. You know a little bit about what we're going through, man. But I just want you to know tonight, man, you poured out like never before. And we needed to hear everything that you said on tonight. So I really appreciate you for just obeying the voice of God and just allowing the Holy Spirit to lead and guide you, man, because you definitely gave us what we needed. Amen. And I mean, although we believe in God for the supernatural, it starts by faith. And so I want you to know that, you know, we appreciate you honestly being obedient to God. We appreciate you being obedient to God, man. We needed to hear the word on tonight. I just ask that you continue to pray for us, keep us lifted in prayer and for the ministry and our marriage and in our business. Just like you just told the woman, ask God to breathe on your business. That's what I'm doing, asking God to breathe in my ministry, my business, my marriage, everything that is connected to me. And I'm just grateful for you, man. I'm not going to keep talking. Today I can talk all day, but just keep preaching the word of God. Keep doing what you're doing and keep standing on holiness.
Ooh, amen. Let me just share this real quickly, man of God, concerning you and wife. There's a place in the rest of God. I see God placing you and your wife in a place of rest. And I hear the Lord saying there's some areas where you don't need to labor no more. You don't need to work for it. God says in this season now, all you need to do is fill your mouth with thanksgiving. The Bible says, in all things, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus. In all things, give thanks, for this is the will of God. In all things, give thanks. In all things, give thanks. In other words, sometimes you're going to have to thank God for the wilderness experience in order for you to come into a worship experience. Oh, I'm going to say that again. Glory be to God. You're going to have to thank Jesus for the wilderness experience in order for it to transfer into a worship experience. See, in the wilderness is where you learn how to worship. I'm going to say that again. In the wilderness, in the hardship, in the trials, in the thing where it looks like it's the most difficult, that's where true worship is birthed. And so I hear the Lord say, as you begin to worship me, as you begin to praise me, as you begin to thank me, I'm telling you, your wilderness experience is about to turn into a worship encounter, a worship encounter where God becomes your only focus. You don't look at anything that presently is going on. Your eyes are upon him, and that becomes your worship experience. This is the word of the Lord for you and your wife. In Jesus' name, that is the word. Amen. Anyone else? Amen. Come on. Let's like popcorn.
No, no, you did not just say like popcorn. I know one thing. I know one thing. Yes, you did. Yes, you did. My grandson was about to go to the microwave. But, you know, it was one thing that Paul taught all of us is how to be content in all situations. It didn't matter if it was hunger or full, abased or abound. It didn't matter. He said, I have learned how to be content. And, you know, we look at Philippians chapter 4:13 and think about how we can do all things. But what about the things that how we have to set ourselves in a mindset that no matter how it may look on the outside, spiritually, we're still strong because we know that God is going to do what he said he's going to do. So, man, word of God has went forward. Somebody else dial one, get in the conversation. We are definitely talking the truth that now transformed with Prophet David Armstrong. And I've been blessed. I know you've been blessed. Dial one and let us know how you've been blessed also. And Prophet, it's not a lack of people on the broadcast.
You know, some people are in shock right now.
Well, you know what? Sometimes that the word of truth will put you in shock. Now, for all of our listeners that click the link and you are online and you're trying to chat with me, but I'm involved over here. Chat room is open, but if you want to verbally communicate, you must hang up, dial 319-527-6173. Again, if you want to talk, be heard, dial 319-527-6173. Now, I'm going to put this disclaimer out there from the Now Network. Some of the networks of T-Mobile and Metro and Cricket, and they may say it's going to cost you a penny a minute. We're willing to give you back your 60 cent to be here for a minute. Or if you just dial just to interchange with the Prophet, we'll give you back your 30 cent. We'll send it back to you on however matter, or you can build up credits until it makes sense to send it to you. But we're willing to now reimburse you for that money when it says it's going to cost you one cent per minute. We're willing to, and this goes for everybody out there, we are willing to reimburse everybody your 60 cents to listen, or your 120 cent, and if you hear every night for every broadcast that we have here on the network, we will reimburse you your pennies per minute. I guarantee it.
And I want to say this to everyone.
Had to put that out there. Had to put that out there, Prophet.
And I want to say this to every person on this line. As a kingdom child of God, your voice must now be unmuted. The only person that's supposed to be on mute is the enemy. Hello.
Hey. So that means he's trying to start something here tonight. That means we got to hear some. I am unmuting everyone's line right now, and I don't want to hear nothing but prayer. I don't want to hear nothing but the utterance of prayer. We're gonna close this thing out with a Shabbat. We're gonna close this thing out with a bam. We're gonna close this thing out with the word and with the agreement and the unity of one. So Heavenly Father God, I thank you tonight for Prophet. I have been blessed. I have notes all over the place. I'm ready to go to the next level of study. But I just thank you, Lord, that you have used him as an ambassador of your word. I thank you that you have used him as a porthole to hear your clear word that we can now use it and apply it to our lives. When? Right now. A word that transforms, a word that's truth, and a word that will knock you out. So, Lord, pick us back up. Bring us into fellowship as we worship you. Have your way tonight, Lord. Move out of like with the move of the fire. Let the anointing and let the igniting of the fire go forward right now in that name that is above every name, in that name that is above that every knee will bow, in that name that every tongue will confess. When you say Jesus, you know, walls fall. When you say Jesus, you know that healing is abound. When you say Jesus, you know that you can do all things because of your faith and because of the word of God. Oh, we thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Come on, prophet. Enter us in. Enter us in. Enter us in. Come on, prophet. Enter us in to that place. Come on, usher us in.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that the atmosphere has already been shifted right now. There is angelic movement. There's angelic assignments. There are new mantles. There are new assignments. There's new instructions. There's new directions that's coming to your people in the name of Jesus. We thank you that it is raining power. It is raining glory. It is raining your wisdom in the name of Jesus. We declare divine insight, understanding, illumination. We declare your people are seekers of truth. They are seekers of truth. They are seekers of revelation. We thank you for realms of strategies that are given to your people. We thank you that they are hungry for your word. You said, blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Fill your people, Master. Fill them to the brim in the name of Jesus, like they fill the water pot in the name of Jesus. And so, God, we thank you that things are turning in their favor. Things are turning in their direction. Things are shifting right now, and they are coming in alignment right now. I take authority over every spirit of fear.
Hallelujah.
I bind you, spirit of fear. Come
Hallelujah.
On, God's people, right now. In the name of Jesus, I pray that you would shake them. Shake them to the core of God and cause them to rise up in faith, rise up in boldness, rise up in confidence. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that things are turning now, and you are blessing them, and you are increasing them, you are endowing them for your name's sake. Get the glory out of their life, and we will give you praise, honor, and thanksgiving. It is so in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Oh, we worship you, Lord Jesus. Worship you,
Father. We thank you, Father, for the fire being lit up.
We worship you,
Father. Let us continue.
We worship you,
Jesus. And not by sight.
We worship you.
So let us continue to build up our faith.
We glorify you.
Father, you said our faith comes by hearing, hearing the word of God. Father, we bless you for these lives tonight. We bless you for the man of God, for the Holy Spirit using it. We bless you for the listeners, Father. Those, Father, that all of us have ears and ears, Father,
we worship you.
Father, nothing but
water,
Father. Nothing watered down, Father. Let us
we worship you,
Father. Because Father, you said if we lift up your name above all
things,
Father, but we lift you up,
Father.
We worship you and praise you, Father. We give you all the glory.
Thank you,
praise.
Worthy of worship. Worthy of praise.
We bless your name, Father.
Hallelujah.
Bless.
Oh, come on, enter in.
Hallelujah.
You don't need a title. You don't need an invitation.
Hallelujah.
You need a revelation of the Holy Spirit.
Come
speak
on
the
in.
Word
yeah.
of God tonight.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We love you, Jesus. Magnify you.
We told him, Father, to give thanks in everything. So, Father, we just thank you for this time tonight. In the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father. Thank you for the soul. Thank
you.
We worship you.
We worship you.
Come on.
We bless you, Father.
Hey, hallelujah.
Praise. Next level.
All
right.
Worship.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We love you. Bless his holy name.
Thank you for the transformation of our lives.
We love you.
Yes, God.
Based on the truth.
We love you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes,
bless you. Love you.
Hallelujah.
Come on, prophet. Bring us back in.
I bless every person
Hallelujah.
On this call. I bless you.
Yes,
I bless you. Let me just say something real quick, people of God. Give me just 1 minute of your attention. On behalf of my wife and I, Global Ministry of Intercession, we want to personally say thank you for your time tonight. We know that your time is very important, and we thank you for allowing us to be good stewards over your time. And we want to declare to you that God is going to restore to you the years, the cankerworm, the pommelworm, the swarming locust, everything that the enemy has done. God is going to bring you into a time of refreshing and rejuvenation. Get ready for supernatural strength before the end of this night. I'm telling you tonight, you're going to sleep so good tonight. The Bible says God gives his beloved rest. So I'm telling you tonight, as you have received this word, you're going to rest in this word. And so I want to make sure that you go back to the Now Network. It's going to be on. Go and listen to this word over and over and over. Why? Because faith comes by hearing and hearing. The more you hear it,
by
more
the
faith
word
comes.
Of God.
Because faith comes by the word. Amen. So you got to hear
yes.
this over. You can't just hear this one time and you got it. You got to hear it over and over. And then God begin to give you direction and instruction on how to walk it out. And also, if you would like to know more about our ministry, you can go to our website, ignitefiretoday.com. We have prayer every Saturday morning. Join us there every Saturday morning at 7 a.m. You will be blessed. Amen. God bless you. Back over to you, man of God, to close us out.
I dare everybody, throw that number out there. I know I have 45 people online listening. I mean, live, that could talk to us right now. And there's probably another 50 to 60 that are actually online that are listening. I dare all of us to be on prayer in the morning. Send the number. Give us the number. Encourage us. Let us be there to encourage you guys as you go forward with this thing you've been doing for so long.
Amen. All right, people, God, every Saturday morning at 7 a.m., we have Glory Prayer Hour. That number is 602-610-2663. 2061, access code 109445. Again, the number is 602-610-2061, access code 109445. You can also go to our website, ignitefiretoday.com, and all that information is right there as soon as you go to the website. You will be blessed every Saturday morning. Don't miss tomorrow morning. We got a brother that's going to come on that's on fire, that's going to lead us into the presence of God through prayer. I'm going to be on there, and I promise you, you're going to feel God's tangible presence, not just his omniscient presence. You're going to experience his tangible presence. Again, that number, again, is 602-610-2061, access code 109445. Be on 7 a.m. sharp. You will be blessed. You're too blessed to be stressed and too anointed to be disappointed.
Amen, 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 amen. Well, I want to extend this invitation to any listener out there. We do have plenty openings here at the Now Network. If you would like to become a broadcaster here, please get in touch with myself or Pastor Terry through our Facebook connections, or you can call the hotline at 562-413-3710. And then my brothers out there that are on this call, the Faith in Action Boys to Men Conference is Friday, June 16th. You don't want to miss it. And here's the key. Free. Don't come with nothing but ready for some free t-shirts, free gift bags, free food, free resources, free love. We want to love on each other. We want to have a great time. And we will be at the Volunteers of America on the corner of Alameda and Elm Street in the city of Compton. And that's from 12 noon registration, 12 noon to 1. 1 to 5 is our men's conference. You want to be there. And here's the key again, free. Go to Eventbrite. All you have to search is Faith in Action, Boys to Men. You want to be there. And guess what? We're going to have fun. It's going to be an awesome time. And I'm looking forward to seeing you there. Family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated. But the most important thing, you cannot leave here without knowing you are God's greatest miracle. Sometimes you just got to start looking at yourself that way and realizing that what God sees in you, you got to start seeing you in yourself. My God, bless you, prophet. Pray us out of here.
Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we cover every individual tonight. We declare tonight that, Lord God, your word has brought transformation. And we declare no backlash, no retaliation. We thank you, the angel, Lord, encamp about them. We declare tonight they enter into a time of sleep and rest in the name of Jesus, for you give your beloved rest. Now, God, speak to them in the midnight hours and cause this word to come up in their spirit at the appointed time for them to walk in victory. We thank you for them. We bless them by reason of the anointing, and we declare that all is well. And as we always close, we declare that Jesus shall be glorified and the devil shall be horrified. In Jesus' name, and all God's people said, amen and amen. Don't forget to join us fourth Friday. It's going to go deeper. We're going deeper. Y'all want to be on? Get the word out. God bless. Bye-bye.
Family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed
rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.